Well, hello, ladies and gents, and anything else that you may identify as in 2025.
Cats,
It's
dogs, mostly cats,
NMR.
mostly dogs.
Oh, it's your mom.
And it's your
And
father.
it's your father.
Yes. We have to get into our animals right away because let me tell
Yeah, I
you,
was just going to say
guys,
that was a good
just new
segue.
update for me.
Yeah.
Snoopy's the cutest thing
Oh
in the
my God.
world.
Here we
I'm
go.
obsessed with
I
her.
wasn't even like this with Magic, I will say,
I
months
know, but you
later.
have like no soul. You know what I mean? So it's
Good
like it's
point.
different.
Good
It's
point.
just
That's a really good
different.
point.
Yeah, it's just different.
It
So,
is.
but like, listen, Nadine is traveling for work right now,
Yeah.
just for a night. Now it's gonna be two nights, but
Okay.
as much as I miss her, sometimes it's like,
It's
oh,
nice to have her to Snoopy to
it's just
yourself.
Snoopy and me. And mostly it is Snoopy
Oh
and
my
me because she's
God.
at work, but
She
John,
does, yeah.
it's become
What?
an obsession, so much so that like
Oh, I
I'm
know.
genuinely talking to her about the day where I'm like, are you ready to do this? Are you ready to do mommy and me things? Like I'm talking to
Oh,
her,
I
like
see.
as if, and
Oh, to
I'm
Snoopy. I
correct.
thought you
Not
meant to
my,
Nadine.
not my fiance. No,
Oh,
not a
okay.
human being,
Are you
John.
ready, little animal? Are you ready to do this and that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aw.
How's my Magico?
Well, I was just going to say at the top of the show, a little caveat here. If you hear him screaming and running around behind me, it's not me injuring him by any means. I'm just
So
looked
you
over. He's
say.
sitting on top of my suitcase, which of course I have not unpacked yet. I don't know. He does this thing after I feed him. So here's my routine for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes we record the show after I have worked in the office. Most days I have a work from home day, and that's when you and I record after the day's over for me, and so I can just go right into it. But during my work from or my office days, I typically kind of have to rush home quickly, feed him quickly, get my computer and everything set up and camera, and then we start recording, which usually is perfectly fine, perfectly on time. But he does this thing after I feed him where he has like kind of like the zoomies, but like,
Snoopy has the same thing. And I'm like, it's not good for them to play after they eat.
I know. And then he's like throwing up, but like, it's not even also just zoomies. He'll just like sit in a spot and scream. Like, I recorded a little bit of it. Maybe I'll get another recording sometime, a better one before we post this episode and I can edit it in. It's like, I hope it
A
comes through
whale?
on the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a whale. I was like, and like he starts singing. Did that come through on the mic? I just want to
It
make
came
sure.
through. Yeah, I
Okay.
mean, I'm not sure what you wanted me to hear, but
Well,
something
because
came through on the mic.
sometimes the noise gate might take it out,
Have you
but
ChatGPT'd it? Like, take a video of it, put it in
no.
ChatGPT, and it'll be
Oh
like, what do
my
you think is happening?
God.
Nadine is doing that
What do
now
you think
for
is happening?
Snoopy. Like, what do you think is happening?
What is
Like,
going on with
I took
your
Snoopy to
index fingers?
like a private dog park we belong to. It's like members only. We're not like
Yes.
big dog park
Oh
people
my
because I don't
God. Talk
trust
about
other owners.
bougie.
I know we're
Yeah.
bougie.
Okay.
And although we're not probably not going to go to that dog park anymore because we're moving,
Oh,
but that's
okay.
for
More
another
on that
day.
another day. Yeah.
More on that another day. But and I sent a video of like
Yeah.
Snoopy at the dog park and then other dogs like coming to say hi, and she's just like sitting there like a dumpling. And I sent it to Nadine, and then she gave me back like a five paragraph response of what the dog's behavior probably means from
Oh my
ChatGPT.
God. Are
Now,
you
granted,
kidding?
who knows,
Who
but
knows, right? Who knows?
I've really gotten into ChatGPT so much more than I ever
I was just going to
have as a
say,
helpful tool.
I wouldn't even have thought to like upload a video like that. I'm over here like, what are
I
500
wouldn't.
calories or less recipes I can make?
I wouldn't. I mean, that's smart too. I wouldn't think to do that either. But you know what? It's also really good for that. I'm sure everyone out there is like,
Tell
"Duh,
me.
you fucking idiot!" But for me, I'm like,
No,
I'm the beginner of that
we're all
stuff.
learning. Yeah.
So we had to buy like a bunch of new furniture. I'll talk about like a new place in a future
Okay.
episode, but
Yeah.
we were buying like a table and new
Okay.
chairs, and we're in a
Love.
new place that we haven't moved into yet. So we were like, what is it going to look like? So we uploaded the picture of the table with the chairs to
No, don't tell me.
ChatGPT and a picture of our new living room. And we were
Darren,
like,
stop.
render this living room with our new table and chairs and put this artwork in the center of the wall. And it did exactly. And now we know
Are
exactly what
you
it's going to look
fucking
like.
kidding me?
Now we know what it's going to look like. And I'll have to send it to you because I want you to see.
I would love to weigh in. Yeah, that's kind of
It's a
actually
perfect
crazy.
place to be like, Erin Rod actually taught me this because she was redoing a lot of her bathroom where she was like, paint my
You
bathroom wall.
lesbians.
I know. She's like, but like techno lesbians. It's weird. It's like a mixture of you. And by also, I need to ask you when the new iPhone's coming out because I need a new iPhone
Okay, I
because,
got
okay.
more. I
So
have an update
just.
for you.
But she was like, render my bathroom
Yeah.
a forest green color because I want to see how it would do. She uploaded a picture of her bathroom, multiple angles, and then
Yeah.
it put it in there
That's
because
amazing. I didn't even think of something like
I
that.
know that's what's actually like the best part about it. But I want to go back to just for a moment. What is the average time of when you come home from a trip? How long does it take you to unpack a suitcase?
Now we've talked, but before we
I
move
know
into
we've
that,
talked, but like I need to
I
know,
know we
like now
have.
you're a certain age of
I
a
just want to
certain
tell you one last thing. Yeah,
caliber.
of a certain age, exactly. Before we move into this, I just want to say one last thing about Magic. My mom saw a picture of him on social media somewhere, and she
She
texted
gasped.
me, and she
Yeah.
was like, "Honey, he's really big. Is he healthy?" And I was like, "No, of course not."
She's calling like CPS on you because they're
Yeah,
like,
literally,
we
Cat
think
Protective
he's feeding him
Services.
from a trough, and we have to
I
tell
was
him
like,
he's
"Mom."
not a
My
pot-bellied
mom got
pig.
me the automatic feeder for Christmas, and she's like, "Is it working?" And I'm like, "I think. What more do you want me to do besides getting him in on like,
Starving him.
aerobics?" Yeah. Sorry
Ozempic?
to answer. Yeah, or Ozempic, right? So you asked how much time between when I get home. We did a whole, I think, episode about this like a year ago, and there were
A lot of
a lot of
comments.
comments, people, and
I
so
just want
you
to
at
know
the
if that's been updated or
Not really.
not
You
been.
were you. I
Okay.
remember you saying that you immediately unpack and everything is in its place within 5 minutes.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
That's almost the first thing I do coming through the door outside of like, let me snuffle buff
Well, now you
Snoofy
have
for
another
like
priority, right?
500 hours. And then once I've hit my
Right.
18,000 kiss limit, then I start to unpack.
Then you start to unpack.
That takes about 2.5 minutes though.
I'm very much come home, put my suitcase by the door. Do every single other thing. A week later or the weekend, I'm like, oh yeah, I have dirty clothes I need to wash. Like, I just can't. I
I
will
guess you're
say, I
different
thought
because I
of
have
you.
like toiletries that I
Well,
need, like
that
that I,
stuff
you
I
know,
do
like I
take
have.
out.
Okay.
But
Okay.
like the suitcase full of clothing and like random things, like, I just can't be bothered. But I did think of you. It's funny you're asking me this just last night because I did unpack one of my two bags that had clothes and stuff in it. And I thought, Darren would be proud of me that I'm actually getting through this. And a lot of the listeners, because a lot of the listeners were you, Darren, and they were very disgusted to find out that I don't tend to my suitcase right away.
We're
But
all
whatever.
disgusted by you in general. And you should know that going
Also,
in, yes.
I just want to say, speaking of listeners, I want to say thank you to many of you who have DM'd me about the straight person in the gay pickleball league. That
And you
seemed
know
to
what?
really set off some thoughts,
Because
but
I think at the end of the day, while
yeah.
people, I think most people ended up, and let me know about the DMs that I didn't see because I saw a little bit of chatter about this, but like,
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, people are like, gay people and straight people playing in a kickball league, like all of that makes sense. Like, who cares? Like,
Of
I played with straight people,
course.
but like, none of that really matters. And especially
Right.
nowadays, like, it matters kind of a little bit less. But if you're on a specific gay pickleball league and on
Right.
two of them and you're straight and you really have like no business being there, unless, and this
You've
is an
been invited or
exception.
something, you mean?
No, I was going to
Oh.
say, if it's a gay male league, right? Let's say it's
Okay,
heavily gay male.
for
But
men or
you're the
whatever.
one woman who's straight to, because you were
Yeah, I
invited
mean,
by a friend. I'm kind of like, fine,
yeah.
because none of the constituency is going to assume, even if you're straight or gay, they're not going to assume there's no
Yeah.
sexual tension there. But if you're
No, of course
posing as
not.
a gay man, like, come on now.
Well, no, he's not doing that, to be clear. God forbid
Well,
he
he
listens to this
is, though, in
episode.
terms of like going to two gay leagues. Like, he might
Well,
not be like, oh, I'm gay, but you're like, it's stolen valor.
okay. I don't know about that, but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And it's everything is perfectly acceptable. I'm actually very nervous he's going to listen to this and think I'm crazy,
I'm
but
fine with it. I'm okay
you're
with
fine with
it.
it? Okay. Well, there you go.
But can we? I know I
Yeah.
want an iPhone update, but can we just go back to
Sure.
people being disgusting for a second?
Here we
Because
go. I got a text
I.
from Darren again the other day. Do you want me to tell this story? Because I feel like you've said enough.
Well, we did a whole episode essentially
Yeah,
on
we
my
did.
plain pet peeves, the three P's, the plain pet peeves. And then you were like, this doesn't happen to me. Like, what are you
I
talking about? Like, I've
know.
never seen this. And then subsequently, I have gotten DMs, speaking of my DMs, I even got like a flight attendant be like, girl, the stories
Oh,
that I
flight
have for you.
attendants, I'm
She's like,
sure.
I have seen it all. And then I te texted you a picture of someone with my next door
Next
neighbor
to
sitting
you.
right next to me with his
Yeah.
shoes off, which I can sort of kind of justify a long flight. You want to take
Yeah.
your shoe. Let me clarify. You want to take
Yeah.
your shoes off with socks. with
Sure,
socks,
with socks for sure.
in your seat into your confined space. You want to put your feet on the floor? Fine, but it's your
Okay.
to confined space. But the moment that you stand and move away from your said
Shoes go on.
34B seat, your feet have got to be covered in
Shoes
more
go
ways than
on.
one. I'm sorry, but you cannot be
Yeah.
walking free balling out here in these aisles on this
Free
plane.
healing.
Yeah, with me in the seat next to you. And then, so I texted John that. And then,
This is
weeks so later, this was
amazing.
yesterday, I texted John a picture of Nadine flying.
And I was flying yesterday too when you
Yeah.
sent that, by the way. And I'm
It was,
like, I look around, by
and
the
it
way,
was
I'm
bare
like,
feet. Wasn't I say, didn't I
bare
send you bare
feet.
feet?
Sorry, yeah, I
Bare
forgot. Yes, bare
feet, not
feet.
flip-flops. We're talking bare feet, skin to carpet contact.
I think those feet too were maybe like up on the metal part of the seat in front of
John,
them, the whole thing.
it
I saw a TikTok of someone, are you ready for this? Using their feet to control the t
No,
TV
stop. Don't
settings, the
even. No,
TV in front of them.
I can't. I
I should
can't.
have sent it to
People,
you.
no, people said that they saw people clipping their toenails. We have to wonder.
No.
Don't we wonder
Toenails?
how are these people
Toenails.
not even? I understand that there are people who really do not understand space or feel entitled. Like I'm running down the street the other
Yeah.
day. Running down the street, there's a sidewalk. Okay. It's a sidewalk. Normal
Okay,
size
sidewalk.
sidewalk. Okay. Picture a sidewalk. Got it?
Okay,
You're
picture,
picturing
got it.
normal two-person wide. You could make the argument for three, but really two-person wide sidewalk.
Okay.
I'm running, right side. Two girls are walking, left side. They see me coming and they don't move.
Oh, don't you don't want to get me in on this
They
conversation. You
don't move.
don't.
And you know what happened? I
You just
ran
went right
right
through.
through the girl.
I
I
know
ran right through
exactly who you
the girl.
are.
I
I
ran right
could
through
have
the girl.
predicted that.
She was like, oh, clearly this runner's not moving because she's on the right side of the sidewalk. So I'm gonna slip it behind. I hit her right in the shoulder. I just kept running.
Oh, and physical contact.
It hit,
By the
well, it
way,
was her
Darren's going to
fault.
jail soon, guys, in case you didn't know. They're
I'm
after
just
her.
sorry, but like,
You're just
guys,
assaulting people.
there's a
It's fine.
natural courtesy. You don't just get to take up the whole sidewalk. You just don't get to do that. You don't get to just assume that when you're walking four abreast, that everyone has to wait behind you.
Not four
Sorry.
abreast.
Four
No,
abreast,
it
Sean.
happens a lot, and I don't
Guys,
know
you
what
gotta
to
DM
say.
me. This bothers me. Is it maybe I'm the
Maybe
problem?
you are the problem. Maybe you need to really take a like think about what you're saying. Yes.
But it's just there's certain etiquette in life, John, and
Agree
one of
with
them
you.
should be like don't go into the bathroom barefoot.
Well,
Wipe the fucking seat. We say it every day at the end of the show. Wipe the fucking seat. And
Darren
just
does,
like,
to be clear.
yeah, I
Well, I
mean,
agree with you. Can I just say, I just went, speaking of planes and everything, I just went to New York for a couple of days, New York City. And you know what's funny is I've noticed that this doesn't really happen. Maybe I'm wrong, but it does not really happen in New York City. People are aware of their surroundings.
because
And the
you have to be,
touristy,
because
yeah, I was going to
you're gonna
say,
get run over.
in the
You're gonna get run over.
touristy areas, maybe you are going to get hit every once in a while. But like in the no, more like, I don't know if you want to call it like the more like industry areas, you know, like 30 Rock, I'm thinking, which is
Yeah.
very touristy, but Fifth Ave, Sixth Avenue, and like over in that area where it's like mainly people that work in those areas that are walking. Like, I remember thinking when I worked there, especially like, okay, I can get down and like out of here pretty quickly and not have any issues. And like other parts of New York, especially like Brooklyn, you don't really run into that type of stuff. So it is definitely like a learning thing, right? Like people haven't
An
learned how to
awareness of
sort of be,
space. Yes, and I'm sure COVID affected a lot of that. So I'm not trying to say that, like, but
Yeah,
it's been
maybe.
5 years. I think we can all collectively
It's
agree that, like,
time to
it's time to
like
get out of this and have some general
Well,
respect for space of other
yeah.
people. This is not
I
rocket
agree with you.
science.
You know, and I actually, speaking of New York, I went to the US Open for a night. It was very fun. My 17th US Open in a row.
Who played big highlight matches? Because
Oh.
I only kind of watched towards the finals.
My big highlight match was my ticket was Arthur Ashe Stadium night match. It was Venus Williams.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. And Carlos Alcaraz, my two favorite people playing, and they were playing the same night. And I got the tickets before I knew who was going to be playing. How great was that?
Venus. So Venus
Is
is still
45 years old. Yes, correct.
playing.
Yes.
Well, because
She
Serena's re
is. Serena's
retired.
retired. Venus has not played for a year and a half with some injuries, but we all kind of thought, like, okay, she might be hanging it up.
Did
Like,
she win?
in the background. She unfortunately didn't win her singles match, but she won the second set against the number 12 player in the world. And she looked like vintage Venus Williams. It was so fun to watch her play like that. She couldn't pull it out in the third set, which was too bad, but the second set, like an Arthur Ashe Stadium full of American New Yorkers were screaming for her every shot that she could win. And it was a really fun atmosphere. Like I went with a friend. We
Love it.
had
You were so
so
good.
much fun. Yeah, it was really great to see Venus again, and hopefully she'll keep
How
playing.
many
She's still in the
honey,
doubles.
how many honey deuces did you
I
have?
had only one this year. I usually only get one because, like, by the way,
So
you get the
sweet.
souvenir cup, and I have 17 of them. I what am I supposed to do with all these cups? I need
See,
to like
this is
give them
why you and
away
I could not be married, because you're like
because I
Nadine in the
keep
sense I'm
them.
like, you gotta
Yeah.
throw something away. You,
Well, they're
eventually something's gotta give.
memorable. They're
But like, are
souvenirs
you
of
not?
my favorite moment of the year.
I get it, but if you threw them away, would you not remember that you were at the US Open? And I
Well,
would be
first
like,
of
hey, are you
all,
going to the US Open? You'd be like, never been to
no,
the US
never
Open. What
been
are you
there. I don't
talking
know what you're
about?
talking about.
I threw
I
away
would
my
say
souvenir cups.
before I threw it away, I would give it away because I would hate to throw it away because they do mean something. And by the way, they're like durable and last forever.
If
So.
anyone wants any of John's 17 honey deuce
Yeah, I know. I
cups,
literally am at a point where I'm
we're
like,
going
do
to
we give
auction
these
them
away
off.
on the show in some capacity, like the Patreon gift for the year?
Oh,
But
that's
yeah,
exciting.
no one was really running into me there. I feel like most of those people are New Yorkers. Not all, of course, but most of them are New Yorkers that are there for the night, and it was good. No shoulder smacks from anybody, including you.
Well, I wasn't there to like throw
I
down
know.
because
Why are we
like
never there at the same time? We're both in New York, like somewhat often. You way more than me, but we never seem to be able to sync up.
I know it's
But we
like
got to hang out in LA, so that was worth it this
we
year.
did, which hopefully will come
Yeah.
out again. Did
Yeah.
you any highlights in New York outside of the US
Well,
Open?
I met up with some old friends that I hadn't seen in a very long time as well, so it was really nice. Oh, and we went to dinner. I want to tell anybody who's vegan, you're not vegan, are you?
No, but we live right by Aplanta, so we've been there a bunch of times.
Okay, yeah. And then did
I
we
mean,
go to
I would eat vegan food, but I'm not seeking it out,
and
no.
didn't we go to a vegan place in LA when we went
Didn't
to
we take you
dinner?
to, we took you to, no, we
Shoot,
took
tell
you
me
to
you remember.
True Food
True
Kitchen.
Food. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Planta is a somewhat of a franchise at this point. Very nice restaurant in New York. I think there's a few of them. Just wanted to say it's a vegan restaurant. If that matters to you, like you
You
can't
can't
imagine
really
eating.
tell though, because they have like quote
No, I was
unquote
just gonna
sushi
say
and
they have
and
sushi, French
tacos.
toast, tacos, like all these like cuisines that you wouldn't think to eat, but they are vegan friendly 100%. And I had the general, I think it was called General D's cauliflower, and it's meant to be like a General Tso's chicken, but it's
It's
made with
really good.
cauliflower. Oh my God. It was like way better than any General Tso's chicken I've ever had. Then they had these blackened oyster mushrooms that were meant to be a replication maybe of like a seared scallop. Oh my God, it was so unbelievably delicious. Anyway, it's
Delicious.
called Planta, I think it's called Planta Queen in
Oh, okay.
Manhattan or and
Ours is just called
elsewhere.
Planta.
Maybe it's the same Planta. Darren's a Spice Girl.
Theater.
Planta,
Planta.
girl power. We're going to
Well,
Planta.
Planta
Well,
sounds fucking
plant.
weird.
Well, plant.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna call that. We're gonna call them on the show next week, and we're gonna ask how they
Yeah,
say it.
actually, let's call the
Yeah,
reservation. Just like,
let's do
welcome
it.
to Planta.
Yeah,
They're not
we're
saying
gonna.
that.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. I'm gonna do it next time when I can prepare the equipment. But anyway, check it out, guys, if you're looking for a good, and it's like I said, a really nice restaurant, very nice vibes. Check it out.
Yeah.
Did we
Well,
get
good.
through
I'm glad you had.
everything? I think
I th think
we're done
so. I'll
complaining.
have a couple updates next time around.
You
We're
have some
recording this
exciting ones
before
I know you're waiting to
some
share with
exciting
some
ones, but I
people.
just like don't want to jinx anything, so I don't want to
Of
like talk
course.
about it too soon. And I only want to like really do a recap as it's kind of going down. But
You're like one of
it's
those
what.
people on Facebook that's like, just had a really bad day. Just don't ask questions, thoughts and prayers. Just don't
Yeah, no,
ask
I
any
hate those people.
questions.
Because I'm like, you're begging to be asked that. I'm
In
not
the
like, I'm just
hospital, don't
saying
ask. Yeah.
with a move and everything, we'll talk about it. I just don't
Yeah,
like to
we'll
talk about
talk.
anything until things are
Of
finalized. But
course.
I think we covered everything. Did I tell
Yeah,
you
we
that I
did.
have a dog? I told you that?
Okay, guys, we're gonna go because I
Okay.
can't take this anymore, and we'll
Okay.
see you next time. Bye
Okay,
bye.
bye.